Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. I reached out to my brother because I tell you, his song he produced for Chuck Brown has been the anthem on this Christian side, memorializing Chuck Brown. On the phone with me is Dr. Isaiah Thomas. Hey, hey, Isaiah.
What's up, Cheryl? How are you?
I'm good, honey. I got to tell you, you guys rocked yesterday. Was it not a good celebration?
Cheryl, I tell you, when I tell you we had a ball, we had a blast. I mean, I don't know if we've ever had a celebration quite like that before. It was amazing.
It was. And the church came out in numbers. The program was basically believers, right? It was Ty and you and Stephen Hurd was up there. And
Yes. I was shocked. I mean, I didn't know who all was going to be there, but when I went back, you know, when we got backstage, it was like a church service. Todd Tribbett was back there. Of course, everybody you named, Johnny Crawley, Kevin Sons of Soul.
Right.
You know, I thought that was awesome to see something like that. And then also to see the gospel artists being able to fellowship with the secular artists and the other people that were present. I thought it was a great combination. It was a great spirit. Everybody came to just show Chuck Brown love. I was just honored to be a part of this great celebration.
And that's indicative to who he was, the man, because he loved God. I can tell you that because he was the voice of one of our sister stations. And I would sit in the break room and we would talk about the goodness of God. And so he loved God. I know he did. And it was just indicative of his life yesterday.
Yes, he did, Cheryl. Let me just give you this one thing about Chuck Brown. When we was working on that song, Chuck would do things like he would have these pauses where we would be going over the song and going over the chord progression of it. Because one thing about Chuck, he is a real musician. When I say that, not only did he learn the song, but he wanted to know exactly what we were doing it for that entire song. I was very impressed with that.
Mm-hmm.
He would call out the chords on his guitar. Okay, are we going here? Okay, are we doing this? Are we doing this? So he was very, very much in tune. A lot of people don't know, but Chuck is a very, very, he's an incredible musician. And so, you know, and from time to time, he would just stop the song and just start singing him.
Wow.
And we would be like, wow. Like, we were like, oh, man. And he would just tell us, give us his testimony that, you know, from 9 years old and as a little child, Chuck was singing the hymns of the church.
Mm.
And so it was amazing to see how connected, you know, how we, you know, we so to say, we say secular artists.
Right.
But it was incredible to see how connected he was with church and with God and his love for God and his love for gospel music. And I mean, we would just, I wouldn't say anything. He would just go off and he'll start singing Precious Lord, or he will start singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And we would sit there and we would just wait till he was done. He's an incredible guy. And yes, he's very much connected to gospel music.
I know. And then, like I said, it's indicative to who he was, because Pastor Mike Freeman also talked about how his reverence for the church, how, you know, people was in there saying, "Why me up, Chuck," in the church. And he was like, "I don't do that in church."
Yes, like they was doing yesterday. Exactly. Yeah, he was very much in tune with church. And, I sat there like a sponge. And, it was very indicative. And so a lot of people didn't understand. So we're all these gospel artists. Well, Chuck was very much connected to the church.
And it's obvious because you have so many gospel artists now who are doing go-go songs. You know, Marvin Sapp just did, Kirk Franklin, of course, Ty, who was on the program yesterday, Myron Butler. I mean, there's so many artists that just have like a go-go track on their song from all over the world. And Karen Clark Sheard, you know, I told Drew it's an authentic sound that we have in D.C. And that J. Drew Sheard got it when he did Prayed Up for Karen.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he nailed it.
Yep.
He nailed it. And everybody can't nail it.
Nope.
You know, I was teasing my guys yesterday when they were doing the, you know, the go-go, and I was saying, y'all guys, they were from Baltimore, like Buddy Lakers.
Right,
you know, I said, y'all don't know nothing about this. Y'all got to be from D.C. to understand.
You do.
You know, when people from other places do go-go, sometimes you don't feel the authenticity, but you're right. Drew got it right.
Yeah.
And he nailed it on the head, and it's definitely a D.C. thing, boy. They were just chanting, "Chuck, this is Chuck Brown City." And I said, I was honored. I felt like we were a part of history yesterday.
I think you were. I really do. And it has blown everybody's mind. I know this record is how old, Isaiah?
We cut this record, Cheryl, believe it or not, we cut that record 16 years ago.
Wow. And so that's the sound. It never gets old, right? I mean, we can listen to those old Chuck records and relate to it, you know?
That's right. That's right. 20 years from now, we'll still be saying, lock it in the socket.
I like it.
That's the whole premise of Go-Go.
Yeah.
And so that sound, that vibe will never change. I mean, you can play a Bustin' Loose record.
Yeah.
And it is as relevant as it was then now because the Go-Go never changes.
Now, where were you when you got the call from the family to do the song?
You know, Chuck's manager called me, Tom, which is a great, great friend of ours. We love Tom. And it's funny because we've always stayed in touch with Tom, even after we recorded that album.
Okay.
And we did some more work with Chuck. We did some out engagements with him. And so we got the call from Tom, and which kind of made it official because I had heard, but I didn't know how true it was that he had passed. And then Tom called us. And the first thing Tom said was, you know you got to do that song.
Wow.
He said that was one of Chuck's favorite songs. And he said sometimes Chuck would be in the middle of his set. Now, listen to this, Cheryl. Sometimes Chuck would be in the middle of his set. You know, he does Wind Me Up, Chuck.
Yeah.
He does Bustin' Loose and all of his hits. And said out of the blue, he'll start singing Can't Nobody. And not no rehearsal, no nothing.
Wow.
And so he's like, it was in my heart.
You can tell even from the comments of his children that, you know, the love of God that exuded from him. And, you know, his sets were wholesome. I mean, a lot of pastors, a lot of churches brought him in to do their celebrations because they knew he wasn't going to do no crazy stuff.
That's right. That is absolutely correct. Chuck was, to me, and I'm going to say this, and I say this in all due respect, Cheryl, but Chuck was bigger than Go-Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we know that he has impacted all of our lives with the Go-Go sound.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chuck was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And so he has been able to go into all genres and many genres and many different cultures and be able to be effective in his music. You know, it was about the music with Chuck.
Hmm.
And so having that type of vibe and having that type of that type of connection with his musicians, Chuck could go and hit anywhere and hit. He was doing cruises. He was hitting at political events because the type of that he does, you're right, he can go in a church and do it and nobody be offensive. And everybody loved Chuck Brown. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
He was such a lovable guy.
And what was
that would open doors for him.
Cliff talked a little bit about you know, what he learned from Chuck. What is something that you take away from your experience with working with him?
The biggest thing that I took, and it's funny because I was sharing this with Cliff yesterday, but one of the major things that taught me, and of course this was 16 years ago, but he taught me how important it was for everybody to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that, you know, and there's some spirituality behind that.
The unity
there's
of
yeah. spiritual about it. You know, there's a scripture, and I believe it's 2 Chronicles 5:13, where it talks about the Levites went up and the Levites came together. It was 164 musicians that came together along with the priest, and it said they made one sound.
Yeah, yeah.
There were many different instruments. There were cymbals, harps, tambourines, all kind of, over 164 instrument, but they came together to make one sound. And I asked that's a part of my workshop. And Chuck taught me that. But 16 years ago, he said, wait a minute. If the drums is going to be here, the congo's got to be here. He says, Isaiah, I want to play exactly what you're playing. And that's the first time anybody ever said that to me, because normally musicians that play organs and keys, they have different passing chords than, say, a lead guitar player or another instrument. But he says, no, what exactly? If you're playing an A7, that's where I want to be. And when I tell you that changed my mind, even to this day, when I'm getting ready for a live recording, we're getting ready for one next week, Calvin, all the guys are coming in, I have the same philosophy. Everybody got to be playing the same thing. Different instruments, different chording because of the instrument, but we have to be playing the same thing. Jonathan DuBose was another one who was like that. It was very important for him to play exactly what you're playing. And don't improv when it comes to musicians. If choirs If the background singer is going to improv, that's good. But every musician, if you're on the piano, if you're on the organ, if you're on the keyboard, if you're on the guitar, everybody needs to play exactly the same thing at every time. And of course, Cheryl, that takes a whole lot of discipline.
And humbleness.
Yes. You got to be humble, you got to be disciplined, and you got to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, people want to show their talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in recording mode, everybody has to be as one.
That's good.
And that's the biggest thing I'm watching. Chuck told me that, and I never forgot it.